Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Master Heart Family. Woo-hoo. And we're here to just have a good time, be who we really, really are. And this is the place where we can welcome ourselves, that we can be ourselves, that we don't have to have our committee in there. We don't have to be guarded about anything. We can just be happy. It's a time for us to shine ourselves, and that we're all shining beams. And as we lead with heart, that everybody, to include yourself, will see your beautiful light. And this is a time for us to really share the good news. And today we're going to have the be able to meet with and connect with one of our archangels, and it's Raphael. And Raphael is an emerald green energy. And in fact, as I'm sharing with that, that usually, so when you call in your angels, and these, and what are angels? They're God's gift to us. And archangels have certain qualities that can help us. And mankind that has walked before us has asked for seven main things. And one of them is health. And so Archangel Raphael can give us health. And so we'll be inviting him in later. But first, let's hear all the good things, all the magic, all the miracles that are happening. It's an opportunity for you to lead with heart and inspire us all, to uplift us all. And so what's the good stuff going on? I have some a little sound in the background. So look at Deborah sitting outside in the sun. I can't hear you.
Hi.
Hi, you're living the dream.
Yeah, I'm like, I just did a little workout. Now I'm out here. I love it.
That's great. In Florida, you know, her dream about a year ago was to move out of Boston and that cold weather to Florida. And there she is.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, I went for a little run too. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm like looking around at palm trees and just realizing this is everything I asked for, you know, a little over a year ago, and for years. And I'm looking back at like my journal of, you know, just mentioning, you know, how, you know, what I want. And this was it, and here I am. And sometimes, you know, you forget that. You know, you forget, right?
Yeah, that's just awesome. That's just awesome. Yeah, I just love on, we can literally ask for anything and be able to get it. I have a little background. I'm going to mute everybody and then unmute you when you talk. And Deborah, if you could unmute yourself here in a second. And that way we'll get that background noise out. And so how beautiful. And there you are, you know, in just a year, or a little over a year, whatever, that you're, you know, living in Florida, and you're not in, and no offense for people that are living in cold weather. I mean, there's, you can love that too. But I saw I just watched for like 2 seconds a football game where they were playing, I think in Buffalo, New York, and it was snowing. And so it's that weather that Deborah wanted to get out of. And again, I love it to snow. I'm from Wisconsin, and so I've had a plenty of snow, and so I don't need it anymore. But I do like it, you know, like to snow on Christmas Eve, something like that is good. Yeah, it's a wonderful, Deborah. Congratulations, you look great. There.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. And so who wants to share some good news? How we can, Dr. K. Hey, unmute.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Hey. I want to give props also to Robin. We were just at the healthcare forum in Utah.
Yeah.
And we spent 3 days there, and it was fabulous. And she got to listen to some of the things that had been happening to me, and she sat and listened, and mm-hmm. and it was great to be able to share that with her. I was hoping that we would be able to do a little bit more with Deborah, but with that new baby, it's tough for her to be there, but she's going to be there in February.
Yeah. And
it was such an amazing time. It's the most incredible forum I've ever been to.
Wow.
I think you probably got my email this morning.
Yeah.
On the 13 things that happened that were so immensely important that it's just a springboard to what's going to happen for the rest of this month and the rest of December.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Yeah, us getting together, and there's such power and magic for us. And this is about the best way that we can usually on a weekly basis get together, because we can, we're on video and we can see each other and pick up our body language, which is 60% of our message, and then our tone of voice, 30%, and the words that we use is only 10%. But there's nothing like being there live and being in person. And in fact, the Master Heart family is going to be in person. And we have that scheduled for the Saturday after Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day is what, the 14th? And so that is the 17th. So February 17th. And we're going to hold it down in where Deborah is sitting right now. And so we're going to have it in Florida. You fly into Tampa or whatever and drive in. I think Joey said he's going to take his big motorcycle down and drive it down and for us to be together. So, yeah, it's just nothing like being together, and a great way to connect with people. And, you know, for all of you that have businesses, the most all your business is right under your nose. And you can have all the business you want right in your neighborhood, and it's all there. And you can have like a health fair that Dr. K was bringing up, to have a health fair and have your own health fair and go to someone and say, hey, I'd like to have a health fair. And again, if you want more on how to do that, you know, contact me. But it's just really sharing the good news about whatever we're offering. And that all of you, I look at all of your beautiful pictures and faces there, and all of you, I have the opportunity to be able to have it the way you want it, and to be able to have it all right where you are. And so there's people to talk to, sharing the good news of whatever you're offering. And I love the phrase, maybe you want to write down that, I love attracting people that want what I offer and pay for it. and some people have a little issue with that and pay for it because of the money thing. But money is just another gift from God, as long as we put God, the divine, you know, knowing that everything comes from that. So that's beautiful, Dr. K. Thank you so much. It's fabulous. And yeah, I heard such great things about that forum. And so it's just really great. So who has other goodies to share with us?
After Dr. K, Dr. K is amazing. And after chatting with him, you know, he's such an inspiration to me. So I was thinking about my goals, and I adjusted my goals a little bit because of how Dr. K inspires me.
Wow. So, that's awesome. That's,
I just want to tell him thank you.
Yeah.
Dr. Hank, it's vice versa too. Deborah has been such a good friend, and I love her so much. And because of Deborah, I've got to meet Robin, and it all works together as the best thing that could happen, and have people like that in your life.
Yeah, boy, that is beautiful. And, you know, we're all connected by heart, and we all want to be loved, and we all want to love. And this opportunity to be able to do it as iron sharpens iron. So one person sharpens another. And that's what we're here for, is to help each other to become our greatest possibility. and to be doing and have what we want as our dreams come true, that makes all that is happen. So your dreams are important, and all of our dreams can come true. And it's just a matter of focusing on those dreams. So that's beautiful. Thank you, Robin. Thank you again, Dr. K. Other good news, other things going on, or questions, comments?
I have something.
Yeah. Hey, Marilyn.
So I haven't been able to be on for the last couple of weeks, but I do listen to the replays, which is very inspiring to me. But there was something that our singer, Joey, said last week, and I had to go back and replay it several times because it was just such a profound statement.
Yeah.
And he was, I think, replying to Cash's stuff that he was going through. Yeah. And he said, life happens for me, not to me.
Yeah.
And that just hit me like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens for me. And, you know, our committee, and again, that's that little chattering voice and that worry, doubt, complaining, blame, shame, guilt, that, you know, if there's any devil, that's it. And that's conspiring to work against you. And so for when we realize that everything happens for me, it changes everything.
It does. This last week has just been like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. It becomes magical. Instead of the committee judging, oh, this is bad, or this person didn't say that, or do this, or whatever, you start looking at, oh, this is the beauty in this, because there is love in every situation, in every person, in every experience that all of us have. And in fact, the contrast of things that we don't like, and that's where we think that life is happening to me and I don't have any choice, we're attracting it all. It's our prayers, but what are we praying for? And when we pray for, I just love that life happens for me, and it does, that what you're asking for. And so some people say, but I was told no, for example, and no on whatever you're offering, whatever, you know, you want, and they're saying no, that's a blessing. And when you look at it that way, and that God is working for us on our behalf, all of our angels are gathering up our goodies, you'll see that, no, it's a blessing. You'll see that it builds your energy to really get clarity on what you do want, the type of people you do want to attract. That was simply a person you didn't want to attract. And why did you attract that? Probably because you've been thinking, boy, I hope this person doesn't say no or whatever, okay? Or thinking about how people have been in the past. Forget the past. Usually our past isn't our friend. But what is our friend is what our current moment is and what we're thinking about. And if we think about how we want it, then life plays for us. Beautiful, Marilyn. Thank you. And Marilyn, do you have one just example of the magic that happened in the last week to share with us? You got it.
Just things that come into place. Like I was looking for something the other day. I'm going, where is that? I'm going, okay, well, I'll just ask God to find it for me. Picked up a pillow the other day and there was that sweater. I'm going, okay. You know, and then last month in sales was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So
this is everything.
This is the little things too.
Yeah, yeah. And really, and I would say that, you know, finding that sweater is really a big thing.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and maybe other people are thinking, well, what's the big deal about a sweater? Well, if you lost something that you value, a physical, you know, watch, a credit card, you know, whatever. And then, yeah, start asking. And
well, it's interesting, too, because I'd gone to my chiropractor, too, and when it gets cold, my neck always gets cold, so I wear this little throw around it.
Yeah.
And when I was leaving the other day, I'm going, well, that's just like mine. I'm going, oh, that is mine.
Yeah.
So good thing, because it's right before the cold weather hit.
Yeah, that's great.
Dr. Hank.
Yeah, Dr. Hank.
I have a friend who's passed away a couple of years ago, but very close to me, and he had an experience that it's something amazing that I have to share. It's a little thing, but he went down the slide in his pool and he was going head first and his swimming trunks ripped right in front. And he's trying to hold his swimming trunks on while he's going over to the side of the pool. His prayer was, wow, God, I wish I had a safety pin. That was what came out of his mouth. Literally, he went over to the side of the pool, and in the crack in the cool deck, there was a small safety pin.
Oh my God.
He safety pinned his swimming suit and was able to get out without embarrassing himself. God answers all our prayers. We may not like some of the answers, but he answers all of them. And that was so good for me to hear.
That's great. And I love the humor. And, you know, for all of us to just have fun and to lighten up on this, that you know, things are fun and it's all good. And, you know, I heard a couple of times there, and well, this is just a little thing. And that a few of you, you know, have mentioned, and actually, everything's really a big thing. And like it's just so amazing. It's so, and this is where we live in the magic, you know, where we're just living this miraculous life. And Dr. K, yeah, you hit it right out. All our prayers are answered. So what is your prayer? Which means, what are you thinking about? And that I have someone that's in a right now in a pity party for all kinds of reasons, and they're thinking about what they don't like, and they had someone pass away, and a problem with a relationship and a marriage, and you know, blah blah blah, business, all kinds of things. And I said, well, what are you thinking about? And then he started telling me about all these terrible things. I said, no wonder why you're unhappy. And I said, you know, we can change this in a minute. He goes, really? Yeah. And what do you want? And so all of this contrast, all these things helped you to determine what you want. And so he started talking about, wow, I want, you know, to have better relationships. I want to feel better. I want to have better feeling thoughts. I want my business to grow. And within a couple of days, he texts me and he goes, you wouldn't believe this. I go, oh, yes, I would. And that is the power of God. It's just unbelievable on what happens. And he goes, my whole life has changed around. You know, within a couple of days. And it really was instantly that it was turning around. And for us to know that, don't say like, oh, it's coming or whatever. No, it's here right now. When you pray for it, imagine that all your angels are running out, gathering up all your goodies, and you'll get the answers, the solutions, the understanding of what you want to have, what you want to be able to experience. So beautiful. Love it. Other thoughts?
I would really like to hear from me. I'm happy to see her on there, and she's been on my heart a lot with her surgery, and I'd love to hear how you're doing, Mia.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate that. And for everyone, for the thoughts and prayers and the flowers and all the happy little messages that I received. I'm actually doing really well. I'm 3 weeks post-op. And, you know, one of the things I went in to the surgery was, I'm going to heal really quick. You know, this is a good thing. You know, one of the things I started asking for after, you know, joining the Master Heart family and, you know, and working with Dr. Hank was for, you know, good health, you know, longevity and all those good things. And the way the surgery came about, even though, you know, someone might say, wow, that was, you know, you went through a lot and wow, the pain and all of that. To me, it was like, well, it's showing me what needed to really shift in order for me to be able to have a family, for me to be in good health. And so I went into the surgery with that. And the very next day after surgery, I stayed in the hospital for 2 days. My doctor came to see me and she says, wow, you look really bright for someone who just had a major surgery yesterday. And the pain team came in. They said the same thing. My nurses came in the next day, like, wow, same thing. And I just know that, you know, that was what I asked for and that's what I was getting. And so, I've been good. Now I'm able to take walks and enjoy the nice fall weather that we're having. I was surprised by my beau with a cruise for my birthday, like a weekend cruise. And at first I was like, oh, I just had surgery 2 weeks ago. How am I going to do this? And I just went and everything worked out perfectly. There was no issues. It was so much fun. I got to rest. I got to see the ocean. I got to have brunch on the beach in Mexico, and everything was taken care of, and I was supported. I didn't have to carry my own bags. Everything, I just showed up and had fun, and even got to see a little Halloween party on the cruise, and couldn't really do much, but I enjoyed just seeing all the festivities, and so it's been really good, actually. I'm doing well.
Yay! And how thoughtful, Carolyn, to ask, and Mia, how beautiful that. Whatever we think about that, I always have. If I need an operation or whatever, and I've had a few in my in this lifetime, and I've always looked at it with the expectation of this is going to be a great time. And I laugh more, I smile more, I enjoy more, I end up feeling better, and it just creates a better health. And so when we look at that, but we have a tendency. I had someone from the Master Art family who had also had surgery, and she said, "Oh, Facebook was so nice. They were saying like, oh, get well, and I'm sorry to hear that and everything." And I said, "Well, just I prefer not getting there, because what are we really creating there? Are we creating thinking about sickness or whatever?" And like, I sent her flowers too, and it was just a big smiling face, a big happy face, and I love you. It's none of this, oh, I'm sorry to hear you're sick or whatever, because there's nothing to be sorry about in this life. It's all a blessing. And when we look at it that way, and we ask, and so how do you get that? You ask, I want to see the blessingness. And then we'll see the blessing like we just saw in Mia, and Mia was able to see. And so one funny way to kind of look at this is, see, when Mia has an operation, she then gets a cruise. She doesn't have to carry any luggage. She gets all these benefits, all these fringe benefits, and it's like, oh, this is cool, and if anything, just keep it as, that's why I had the operation. And also for me to feel better physically, and for me to have children, and all the type of things that you want. Because we can have whatever we want. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. That you can have it. Keep your dreams. Create your dreams. We're here in the last couple of months of November and December of the year, and be thinking about how this is a launch pad for us to take 2024 to a whole new experience, a whole new life for us, a better life than we've ever had. And where Dr. K was mentioning about, it's November and December, you bet. And it's our launching pad, our launching pad to take us to the best year we've ever had. And when does it start? It already did, because you allowed it. You showed up today. And it's just about showing up. This is, we heard from Archangel Michael last week, and he said, this is one of the forums that will help all of us to be able to manifest more and long, happy, healthy, wealthy life. And so we want to be around similar-minded people, people that just, Mia just opened up her heart there and said everything about it, and then we shared about I found my sweater that, these are big things. Everything's a big deal. Mm-hmm. That because it's all playing out, happening for me, for us together.
And Dr. Hank, I have to share, the day before my surgery, I sent out, blessings to everyone, my doctor, the hospital staff, everyone. Yeah. And I have to say, I had the best team, the most loving. I mean, one of the nurses, she prayed with me, she shed tears about her own surgery and how she came through, and she actually became a friend afterwards. So I was making friends in the hospital. And the other thing that was really beautiful is a thing I asked for a couple weeks ago was I wanted to sort of brighten my place with more flowers and plants, and particularly the color yellow. And I don't know if you realize the flowers you sent me, the big happy face mug was yellow with these bright, beautiful flowers. Yeah. And every single bouquet of flower I have gotten have been yellow. And so it's been really magical to see how all that has played out. And I just sit and smile at them because I know where it's coming from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all coming from our source. Yeah. It's all coming from the divine. And that we
But you
just
look
manage.
beautiful and healthy and happy. Your face is glowing. So I'm
Oh,
very happy
thank
to hear
you.
how well it went. Thank
Yeah.
you. Thank
Yeah.
you so much.
Hey,
I think
Dr. K.
your prayers and your thoughts help as well. So thank you very much.
Dr. Pink, I also have to give props to Carolyn because she was at the healthcare forum also. And
No,
we sat at the
terrific.
same table and we could I could look down and see how they're just absorbing everything that was being said. And
Yeah.
we got to be at a great place at the same time. I want to make sure she realized that I knew she was there and I appreciate her too.
Yeah. You know,
Thank
just
you,
that.
Dr. K, and I loved meeting your wife.
Oh.
Lynn and I bonded through our French
Yes.
heritage.
Certainly did. It was great. It was
Oh,
great.
that's great. That's beautiful. Yeah. And that I'd encourage all of us to connect with each other. And there's all kinds of opportunities to have develop our love for each other, have fun together, that there's all kinds of things. So be open, and if you are inspired of a thought to contact one of us, whatever, do it. And if you need that contact information or whatever, get with me. But that's great. Other good news, other good things to share, questions, comments?
I've
I
got
just said something. Oh,
Hey,
go ahead.
Rachel.
So this gets back to Robin's thing on things happen for me, not to me.
Yeah.
And I texted you, Dr. Hank, earlier in the week, I know, on this. So I was supposed to move into a new apartment. My old apartment, the rent went up $500 a month, and I went, oh, that's just insane. Can't do that. I had a new lease signed. I had 2 weeks between times, stayed with some friends, boarded my cat. Everything was going okay. I had business coming in.
Yeah.
However, I have never had everything business-wise totally fall apart. I mean, it was like I was kryptonite. And so with all that, I'm like, well, crap, what do I do now? And so I canceled the lease on my new apartment, and I, found an Airbnb that I could stay in for what I could afford, because getting into the new apartment, there's all the extra expenses, right? Not just the rent. And then I went, you know what? This is going to be good. This is exactly what I need to do, because for 30 years, there's a lot kind of going on here. I've always wanted to be able to just go where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
My daughter now, she's a sophomore at Boston College, so I don't have her at home anymore. And also, I've been wanting to get out of what I'm doing, which is financial. I've done financial stuff, been a financial advisor, helping federal employees retire now and whatever. I've done that for 40 years now. And what I realized a while back is I never liked it. I never liked it. And what I am getting into is being a Mary Kay consultant. And that's what I love. And that's what I'm doing. And I was like, okay, God is, t sometimes God has to smack you upside the head before you really pay attention. And I really feel like that's what he's doing right now. And on top of that, the blessings to me are, wait a second, now I can go to Oklahoma for a month and stay in an Airbnb up there without having to move up there. That's where my family is. My sister-in-law has a brain tumor. I can do that without paying double rent. My daughter, who, mothers and daughters aren't supposed to have great relationships, but she and I do. And she's like, oh, Mom, you need to move to Boston. And I was like, well, and I was kind of thinking about it maybe for a couple of weeks or whatever to cat. And she goes, no, you need to move up like for a school year. You need, and I thought, wow. I mean, and that just made my heart just, I was like, oh my word, And
it's 2,000 miles away. I'm in Austin.
Yeah.
But I start thinking about this and going, this is absolutely for me to figure out, kind of figure out what I want to be when I grow up, you know, yeah. I mean, what I want to do.
Yeah.
And the blessings are amazing. Yeah. And business is coming again now that I've decided that. Mm-hmm. And it's finally, I just went, okay, God, you've got a plan for me. I'm not 100% sure about what it is, but
yeah.
I just say yes and yeah. keep moving.
There you go. And just to be clear, the plan that God has for you is what you have asked for, that you got out of the contrast of things you didn't like. And you're starting to get clarity now of what I do like. You know, I love the Mary Kay. I love the freedom of doing this. And your soul is here. One of the main reasons is for more freedom. And I realize I don't have to do this anymore. And so I would love for all of us to ask to expand our imagination, to look at how to live life even better. Because whatever you think you have to do, you don't have to do. What feels best for you will lead you. We will literally lead you to everything that you wanted when you go by what feels best. A good idea about, wow, like Boston, and being in the state of allowing to just allow these thoughts and let them just start growing. You're planting these seeds and you'll see that all of this is a blessing. And so, and you have, you know, we met about a month ago and so things basically have turned around and you've been, you know, with the Master Heart family and hearing other people and their success and how they, you know, can look at things, can ask for things and get it. And you're one of those people now. And you say, wow, and I've only scratched the surface. okay, Dr. K, thanks. Appreciate you. And then Rachel, Dr. K left a message. She's got to go. Rachel, I think, Vivian, thank you so much for you changing your mindset and looking for the good, looking for the wanted, and seeing all the blessings. It was your committee that was saying, oh, you need to do this. And it's like when you let go of that, now that's God's will, is to let go of it and take you to what you want. Rachel, hey.
Hi, everybody. It's so nice to meet all of you. Some of you I've seen in the club or groups. This is only like my second week on here, so it's exciting. I joined the last week. I got laid off at the end of August from my job of 11 years. So I needed a new adventure and it worked out perfectly. By the time I saw this job ad and met Deborah and joined the team. So it was nice. And then deciding to, you know, jump fully in. But last week was kind of like, okay, well, I still have no idea where I'm going, how this is all going to work. So last week was trying to figure out, okay, well, it looks like I got to get a storage unit. You know, I'm staying at my friend's for a little while. And then I literally didn't have a moving team. I lived above a garage. So I had two flights of stairs and like a couple of my furniture pieces. And I was like, God, I need help moving. Like, people were canceling. So I had to hire a moving team and I was like, okay, well, I have to wake up early and get everything in the truck that I can move and then have them move the furniture. But I mean, the reality is I played for 2 hours of service there at my house where I was, and then 2 hours in the storage unit. These two guys came and they had their two sons. So I had a team of four. They literally packed the rest of my house up in a half an hour. They drove, they met me there. I drove the U-Haul for the first time on the highway for 40 miles. So, you know, I was safe. And it was going to start to rain. And I was like, God, please don't let it rain. I don't need rain. And literally I pulled up to the storage unit. The guy pulled the truck up to where he needed to be. I mean, they unloaded my truck and packed it perfectly within 40 minutes. I've never had like a more efficient, perfect moving experience. So it was a pretty exciting moment. Yeah. So I just wanted to share.
Thank you. Well, welcome to the Master Heart family. And I see Melanie there too. This is her first time on. So, hey, Melanie.
Hey, Melanie.
And welcome. And Rachel, that's beautiful. And that here's the beauty of when we make a decision, it doesn't matter what you make the decision. Yes, no, left, right, doesn't matter. you make the decision and God will take you to the promised land, to a happier, yeah, better, brighter future, to a better life. And so when you, yeah, have that belief that, but you have to do the asking, you have to do the, make the decision, and you made the decision. And as long as you don't introduce, which is disallowing any doubt or wondering what to do next, it's just the next step. And just know that we have the next step for you, and you'll attract the people, the circumstances, and the events, and the thoughts that will take you to everything that you want. So do you love that?
I do. Yeah, it's a whole new way of being, how to change life and get out of the corporate world. So, you know, it's yeah, time.
Yeah,
it's a perfect, right, time in this.
And when I hear out of the corporate world, I hear freedom.
Yeah, that's what I've been wanting.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Vivian said, she knew, hey, I've been doing this for a long time. It just wasn't right. It wasn't really where I was meant to be. I needed, like, for me, I needed the education, but it didn't fulfill, yeah, like, what my soul needed. Like, I wasn't happy.
Yeah, so listen to your soul, and it will show you the way and your happiness and what you want. And so, speaking of happiness, let's now go within. And we're going to invite Archangel Raphael in to our experience. We will be going in a few things that, you know, just think of three always, everything in three. And so, like, mind, body, and spirit. And so think of that as your mind is light. And so the angels, the divine comes to you in through your mind, through your light. It comes with angel dust. And I love that angel dust. And that's in your physical body. And it comes into energy, your spirit. And what is your spirit? It's, for more practical purposes, it's your breath. But it's also your all-important feelings. And if you'll just be guided by your feelings, that will take you everywhere that you want. And so with that, and another way to do it is, it's called the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And the Father is your mind connected to your higher self. And the Son is the Son on experiencing life. And we all came down here. We signed up for this, to be able to experience this amazing life and to brush up against the contrast, to birth these new thoughts, these new feelings that put the eternity into all of us. So I invite you now to just relax into your chair. I would suggest that you close your eyes. It's better to go to the kingdom within you. It's better to connect with the divine. And now breathe in your breath. The word spirit biblically is the Bible. Spirit is actually breath. And so just breathe in deeply. And breathe out. And just say to yourself, relax, relax. Breathe in. And breathe out. And release. Release anything of this world. Release, let go. And allow the divine in. Breathing in. Breathing in God's breath. And release. Give thanks. And we now call in Archangel Raphael with your beautiful emerald green light energy. Just feel that light and that energy, and feel that beautiful, healthy, healthy angel dust floating down into every pore of your body now. Just becoming emerged in the love of my angel. Invite you in now. I'm coming into your minds now. Into those beautiful minds that create, literally mold the energy of all that is into your experience. And I now give your thoughts, healthier thoughts, wealthier thoughts, thoughts of abundance. They flow now into your mind. These beautiful, good feeling thoughts that create better health for you, better health in all ways. We start with that beautiful emerald green light in your mind, creating these divine thoughts that take you to your dreams. Breathe in. And breathe me in now. And breathe me into your emotions, into your feelings. That you now have illumined feelings that you from now on shall feel better than you've ever felt before. Your feelings are healthier now, more vibrant now. You feel so much better now. Your emotions are and now feel my beautiful emerald green angel dust floating into every pore of yours, into your five senses, into your better health, in your sight, your hearing, your smelling, your taste, and your touching throughout your entire body. Healthier you. Healthier thoughts, healthier emotions, and now your tremendous, your angelic bodies are now healthier. That every cell, I'm putting that green emerald, beautiful energy into your cells, and it's creating better health for you. And every organ flows better health for you. Feel that green loving energy of mine flowing through your body, flowing through every organ of your body, flowing through every system of your body. Breathe in and breathe in with your respiratory system. My love, my health. Feel my loving health go into your circulatory system and into your heart now. And it's pumping so gracefully, so lovingly, all of that divine blood that creates perfect health flows now and circulates throughout your entire body, depositing the perfect minerals, the perfect everything that you need to create better health. You're healthier, you're thinner, you're trimmer, you're more fit. You love how well you feel now. And have you be invited into your nervous system and just feel all of your nervous system just feels so healthy, so good. is communicating so well. And just imagine now, feel my love on your spine. It's going up your spine into your brain. There's perfect communication that goes back down your spine and out to all of your organs, out to all of your limbs, out to all of you. You are magnificent. You are now starting to glow. This green, emerald green is literally oozing out of you. You have this glow of this divine green, healthy you, healthy mentally now, healthy emotionally now, and pure health just flows through your body now. And it is so, so delightful that you have allowed me to come in to the essence of who you are and to accept and receive this health. You shall think better now. You shall feel better now. Your body shall be better now. Your senses are illuminated now. And now your sixth sense, the one that communicates with the divine, is healthier now, is open now. Let us guide you to your dream. Let us guide you to the things that you desire. Let us guide you to better feeling thoughts, to better feelings, to better physical health. We now guide you there and thank you for opening up, for allowing me to flow this divinity of health through you in every way in this path. Moment right now that feels so good. See the green within you, and just see the green. Imagine the green meadow. Imagine the green health, the vegetables. Just imagine the green health in you now. Everything is conspiring on your behalf now, and you have focused in and have received the divine help that you have asked for. It will continue to be flowing through your mind, through your emotions, through your body, and you will feel better every day in every way. And we love you so, dear divine. Our child, we love you. And we now guide you to all this good health. And breathe in. Breathe out. And breathe in me. See the green, feel the green, sense the green, and think the green. The green money flows to you now. Wow. And our choices. Better health. Oh. I'm with you all this now. Breathe in. And now I welcome you back into the room, back into your chair. You're so loved. You're so divine. You're so worthy. Just sit in the silence for just a minute. appreciate all that you are, the amazing person that you are, the healthy person that you are. Just enjoy you, love you. Begin to wiggle your feet and your hands. Right you back into your chair and open up your eyes, this magnificent, healthy world. Healthy you, happy you, lovely you. Hi. So, you know, I hear from many of you afterwards the amazing experiences that you have as you travel with the divine. And anybody want to share right now on your experience that you just had?
Well, I can share. Go ahead, Robin.
Go ahead, Carolyn. You first.
That was just unbelievably amazing. I for a minute there, I thought I was going to fall asleep, and I didn't. But I've had an ongoing issue with my knee for over a year now. And yeah, as I was sitting there, I just felt the healing just come in there and just tingling.
Yeah.
So that was pretty awesome. And just in general, and then just a real sense of peace over, for myself, mostly healthy relationships, which I don't know if that was actually spoken in there or not, but that's what was going through my mind as we were going through that.
That is so beautiful. And you just have blessed all of us with healthier relationships. And so how beautiful. And so you were, you know, that's channeling when you get this divine thought, what a beautiful thought on healthy relationships. And one of the easy first steps on healthy relationships is to ask for it. And then don't think about the unhealth in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the knees, think about how great your hands are. And that loving energy in your hands, in this example, will flow through your body, through your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't pay attention anymore. And just know that
it is done.
It is done. It is done. And really just don't pay attention to that. That we have the power to do that. I always kid on saying, you know, if your knees hurt, that if I take a hammer and smash your hand, you won't be thinking about your knees. And so instead of taking a hammer on the hand, you can just do with your thoughts. We can literally rise above anything and everything and go to the divine and see the love, see the relationships. Doesn't matter what they're saying or doing. What matters is what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Beautiful. Robin?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy for Carolyn because I love her so much that she felt that healing, you know, in her knee. That just makes me so happy.
No.
You know, I was just picturing, I was also thinking about healthy relationships. And just picturing myself with each one of my children. Just, you know, creating that bond even deeper. And having those special moments with each one individually.
Yeah, gosh, how beautiful. And just have invited Archangel Raphael in, hey, healthier relationships with my children. And see, and so you don't have to go do anything, okay? The Father does the work. You just need to think about, this is how I want it. Yeah. And then you'll see the magic happen. And it just allow it then. And you'll see the magic. And all of a sudden, you know, the kids call you, or you know, they say something that just is so touching to you, you know, just so beautiful. And we don't have to figure this out, guys. We just need to ask what we want. And then allow the Father to do the work. That's beautiful, Robin. And the love that I feel here with all of us, and Robin and Carolyn, what you just shared there, and our tears of joy. So there's never a reason for tears of sorrow. There is no sorrow. That when we ask to see the joy. So let us all ask for the healthy relationships with our families, our loved ones, people, with the new people that we meet, and our new best friends, and with each other, our Master Heart family. And so with that, we get to sing. And Joey is very sad he couldn't make it today, and he is very sad that he's not leading the singing. And so we have a little bit different a new sing-along, same tune, but so I'll sing the first line, and then you sing that after me. And we like to laugh and have more fun. We like to laugh and have more fun. For we are the chosen ones. Health is our new fun game. Happy is our middle name. Well-being is our divine right. The universe is our guiding light. This is how we now live.
This is how we now live.
By only thinking positive. Come to us like children. That wasn't part of the song. Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Hey, everybody, I love you. It's so great to have all of you so happy and healthy, and know that everything is coming your way starting right now. Love you all.
Bye, everybody. Love you guys. Bye. Thanks.
Okay. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie. Love you.